Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and we'd like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including that print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Yes, ma'am. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet?
No.
Including print? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
No.
And are you old, 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote?
Oh, we'll vote.
Definitely or probably? Okay. How should I record?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
I am 77.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American?
Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Strong.
And thinking about that direction that the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now I'm going to reach you real quick a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, can you please tell me on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you? Have them to focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important one and 0 if it's not important at all. The issue of protecting abortion rights, which number from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education?
10.
Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
5.
In fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods? What number?
10.
Lowering rent?
10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights? What number?
10.
And funding for mental health services?
I think that needs to go up in Oregon. 10.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Okay, any number from 0 to 10. If you don't recognize the name or organization, please say so. Kamala Harris, what number? What would you give her from 0 to 10? How warm and favorable do you feel towards Kamala Harris?
A five.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And Janelle Bynum from 0 to 100?
I really don't know. 5.
Okay. Thank you. And Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Oh, a 5.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress, what number?
How high was the disappointed?
It's 0 to 100. 0 is very...
100.
Okay. 100 is a very warm and favorable. And
zero.
Thank you. Because that's right. Very...
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Because 0 means very cold and unfavorable. Now, Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 100.
Oh, they just make me upset. So, 0.
0, okay. And Republicans in Congress, what number? From 0 to 100.
50.
Okay. And Lori Chavez de Remer from 0 to 100.
I really don't know. I've got to go. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
I've got people.
All right. Appreciate your patience. Bye-bye.